Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state. Then nearly 14 billion years ago, expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool. The autotrophs began to drool. Neanderthals developed tools. We built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Hey!
Hi there, everybody, my wonderful listeners. It's your friend Lo here. I'm so glad that you guys can join me for another episode of Lounging with Lo. And if this is your first time joining my show and tuning into this episode, I want to extend a big warm welcome to you and to all my loyal listeners who have listened to me from the very beginning. It's great to have you back. I'm going to invite you guys to connect with me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, where we will explore exciting content and engage with each other's thoughts and ideas. Your feedback to me is incredibly important, so please feel free to reach out to me through email. My email is on my social platforms. I'd love to hear your thoughts on my work, any topics you'd like for me to cover in future episodes, or maybe some ideas that can help me improve for the next season. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the infamous TV series, The Big Bang Theory. We're going to be discussing the characters, the actors and actresses, the themes. If you've never seen the show, I recommend that you stop the podcast immediately and go watch the series because there are going to be some spoilers, as I always mention in my episodes. The series started in 2007 and sadly ended in 2019. This is a different take on an ensemble cast of Friends. The show is a group of four scientists, Dr. Sheldon Cooper, Dr. Leonard Hofstadter, Dr. Rajesh Kuthrapali, and astronaut Howard Wolowitz. Well, you may be thinking, well, why is Howard not a doctor? Well, that's something that his mother sometimes gets on him about. Sheldon and Leonard are roommates and notice a pretty neighbor across the hall named Penny, who came to LA to be an actress. During the series, the scientists grow and find love along the way. Let's start talking about our scientists, shall we? We have the infamous Dr. Sheldon Cooper. Sheldon is a very socially awkward character that does not like change. Not one bit. He is an obsessive compulsive individual and has accomplished a lot at a very young age. He is a theoretical physicist at Caltech University. Here is what they do. They study the fundamental properties of matter and use their understanding of atoms and molecules to increase scientific understanding of the evolution of the universe. They are tasked with conducting experiments and developing scientific theories relating to their results. Sheldon works with Leonard on some of the experiments and theories at the college. Sheldon has an older brother named George, but I didn't know his father, but they nickname him Georgie, and a twin sister named Missy. He grew up in Texas. Throughout the show, Sheldon learns to embrace change and grows to be a better friend and much more to the people he loves. Jim Parsons plays this character and does a very good job with this role. Jim found his love of acting at the age of 6 when he was in an elementary school production of The Elephant's Child and continued acting all throughout high school. He earned a bachelor's degree in theater from the University of Houston in 1991. He was nominated for an Emmy each year from 2009 to 2014 and has won 4 times. He won in 2010, 2011, 2013, and 2014. You will also see him in the film Hidden Figures that was made in 2016, where he played a NASA engineer. Leonard Hofstadter, he is an experimental physicist. They design and conduct experiments to test scientific theories about the relationship between energy and matter. They used advanced equipment like particle accelerators, lasers, and telescopes to collect data and analyze the results. He works at Caltech with Sheldon. He is the heart of the group and falls in love with his neighbor, Penny. He lives with Sheldon and puts up with Sheldon's quirks. Every single quirk. He and Penny are often portrayed as parenting Sheldon. That kind of makes it a little bit funny, but they try and help him out. His character grew during the series, and he became successful in his experiments and projects. His mother is Dr. Beverly Hofstadter, who is a successful psychiatrist and author who seems to favor Sheldon, which causes Leonard to be jealous. Sheldon and Leonard are best friends. They don't always agree, but they are always there for each other. John Galecki plays this character and is as I mentioned in the last episode, he's famously known as David from the Roseanne series. And again, he was known as the role of Rusty Griswold from the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, as I mentioned in the last episode as well. From a young age, Johnny displayed talents in the arts and acting. His parents supported him by taking him to open auditions in Chicago, where he was only 6 years old. His first role in theater was the production of Fiddler on the Roof, and at the age of 11, he was well known in the theater and received the Joseph Citation nomination for the performance of John Henry in The Member of the Wedding. Howard Wolowitz is an aerospace engineer and is teased by the gang because he does not have a PhD. But don't let that fool you. He's still intelligent and is accomplished. He started off as a player and tried to be a ladies' man, but he came across creepy. He lives with his mother for most of the series. He then meets Dr. Bernadette Rostenkowski, and during their relationship, he grows up and transforms into a better man because of his love for her. He was given an opportunity of a lifetime to work on a mission for NASA on the International Space Station. Now, NASA liked the telescope that he designed, and they wanted to take that into space. He is the father of two wonderful children and became the father that he missed out on as a child. Howard's mother was only heard and never seen. They had a close but rocky relationship. Their arguments made for some very funny scenes. Simon Helberg portrays this character in the series. He is the son of actor Sandy Helberg and casting director Harriet Helberg. So acting is in his blood. In the early 2000s, he performed in the comedic genre and has starred in a few short films, but got an early start in television in 2002 on Mad TV for one season. He's in a few films with minor roles, like in Van Wilder, A Cinderella Story, and a few others. But he got his big break on The Big Bang Theory, where he won the Critics' Choice Television Award for Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series in 2013. He also won the Virtuosos Award in the Santa Barbara International Film Festival for the film Florence Foster Jenkins. He does impressions of Nicolas Cage and Al Pacino and performs his talent along with playing the piano on one of the episodes of the show. Lastly, we have the cute Dr. Rajesh or Raj Kuthrapali. He is an astrophysicist. Now, what they do is that they study celestial objects and phenomena in the universe, employing principles of physics and astronomy to unravel the mysteries of the cosmos. He is from India and has one flaw. He can't talk to women unless he's drunk. So basically, in layman's terms, that would be selective mutism. He comes from a wealthy family and is a hopeless romantic and longs for companionship. Raj has a cute dog named Cinnamon, which he treated like a daughter. Now, he is the only character without a steady girlfriend or a wife. Now, Howard and Raj are best friends. They sometimes argue like a married couple, which is very funny. Kunal Nair plays this character and did an amazing job, in my opinion. He is a British-born Indian actor, which means he was born in London, but he was raised in New Delhi. He moved to the United States to study business at the University of Portland in Oregon and discovered acting. He then received a master's in fine arts from Temple University. The Big Bang Theory is his first regular television role, while he had a brief appearances in other shows like NCIS, Sullivan and Sons, The Mindy Project, and other shows. He's also voiced characters in Ice Age, Continental Drift, Trolls, and Cars 3. Now that's just the guys. Let's talk about their girlfriends, shall we? Let's talk about Penny, Dr. Amy Farrah Fowler, and Dr. Bernadette Rostenkowski. Penny is from Nebraska, and she came to LA to be an actress. She first meets Leonard and Sheldon when she moves in the apartment across the hall. Until her dream of being an actress comes true, she is a waitress at the Cheesecake Factory. Now, she dates a lot, but ends up with Leonard, who is not someone she normally goes out with. Penny's character grows from being a shallow and selfish person to someone who cares deeply for the group, often putting others' needs and feelings above her own. She gives up acting to work in the pharmaceutical company as a sales rep where Bernadette works. Kaylee Cuoco plays Penny and does an amazing job portraying this character. She started out working at a young age as well by modeling and having commercial gigs as her first acting job. Later in her career, she graduated from television work by having guest spots on Northern Exposure, Seventh Heaven, and My So-Called Life. Now, because of her busy acting career, she had to be homeschooled. Did you guys know that she was a nationally ranked amateur tennis player? Until she decided to act full-time in 2002, when a major role came to her while she was still a teenager. The sitcom Eight Simple Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter, where she played one of the daughters, which was Bridget, with the late John Ritter and Katie Sagal. She said, that would be Kaylee, said that John Ritter was a father figure in her young life. After the series ended in 2005, she went on to another TV sitcom called Charmed for their eighth season. Dr. Bernadette Rostenkowski is a microbiologist with a high-pitched voice and strong, sassy personality. She may be short, but boy, oh boy, don't get on her bad side. Microbiologists study microorganisms such as bacteria, algae, and fungi. They investigate the growth, structure, and other characteristics of these organisms. She can come off as bossy and assertive, just ask Howard and the rest of the gang, but she's loyal and caring and very competitive, ask Leonard. She started as a waitress at the Cheesecake Factory, along with Penny, and then with a lot of hard work and determination, is able to become one of the executives in the pharmaceutical company she works for. She marries Howard and has two children, Haley Wolowitz, which was named after Haley's Comet, and Neil Michael Wolowitz, who is named after Neil Armstrong, the astronaut that walked on the moon, and Bernadette's father, Michael. Melissa Rauch plays this wonderful character in the series. She had an early interest in acting and humor while visiting art camps at a young age, and she also did some stand-up. She then pursued her passion for acting at the Marymount Manhattan College in New York City, where she earned a Bachelor's of Fine Arts in 2002. Her breakthrough came in 2009 when she was asked to play in the show. Because of this role, she gained a lot of recognition along with awards like a Critics' Choice Television Award nomination for Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series in 2013. The inspiration of the high-pitched voice actually came from her mother. And she also does a great impression of Howard's mother, which is amazing and dead on the character. Her impressions make for some very funny scenes in the series. Lastly, we're going to discuss Dr. Amy Farrah Fowler, who is a neuroscientist. They focus on the brain and its impact on behavior and cognitive functions. Not only is neuroscience considered with the normal functioning of the nervous system, but also what happens to the nervous system when people have neurological, psychiatric, and neurodevelopmental disorders. Now, she starts off as socially awkward, but then becomes confident and outgoing while hanging out with the gang. She is also a loyal and caring person when it comes to Sheldon and her friends. She can be a bit nerdy, but also likes to do things with Bernadette and Penny, like sleepovers, makeovers, and other girly activities. She is patient with Sheldon, and her patience is rewarded when she and Sheldon become a couple, eventually marrying and winning a Nobel Peace Prize together. Mayim Bialik plays a socially awkward character in this series. I'm sure my 90s listeners know that name because of her infamous role in Blossom. But she also played the younger version of Bette Midler's character in Beaches in 1988. After Blossom, she did some voiceover work in Johnny Bravo, Kim Possible, and a video game. But she decided to go to college at University of California, Los Angeles, or what we call UCLA, to study neuroscience. And she specializes in the study of adolescent obsessive-compulsive disorder in children with a genetic disorder called Prader-Willi syndrome, which means this syndrome includes a weak muscle tone at birth, small stature, intellectual disabilities, and overeating. She graduated with a bachelor's degree in neuroscience in the year 2000 and continued at UCLA and received her doctorate in 2007 for neuroscience. She also plays the piano, the trumpet, bass guitar, and developed the talent of the harp, where she learned on the show. Now, as I mentioned, we're going to talk about the themes. If you remember from listening to the previous episodes of the themes, we're going to break some of these down. So The Big Bang Theory portrays multiple themes: friendship and found family, which means they support each other despite their quirks and differences. Their friendship can blossom into a chosen family. It shows love and relationships, Sheldon and Amy, slow intellectual romance, Leonard and Penny, which would be the opposites attract, Howard and Bernadette, marriage where she takes charge, and Raja's love struggles to find a long-term relationship. It also shows social awkwardness and personal growth. Sheldon, Raj, and Amy struggle with social norms but improve over the series. Sheldon learns empathy and relationship skills through Amy and his friends. Raj overcomes selective mutism and gains confidence with women. And Amy transforms from an outsider of the group to a confident and outgoing woman. We have to include some science and geek culture in there as well because, you know, they reference comic books, Star Wars, Star Trek, video games, Dungeons and Dragons, and has the core theme of science since the gang works in that particular field, whether it's physics, neuroscience, or even engineering. And the biggest theme that we see in the series is the balance between intelligence and social skills. Sheldon being a genius, but struggles with emotions and relationships that come in his life. And Penny, who is not as smart as the rest of the gang, but has strong emotional intelligence that can help her friends grow socially. The show is personal to me because in a way I can relate to the gang, and there is a running joke that I am like Sheldon. The show has a lot of hilarious episodes, but can be heartfelt at times and tender, especially seen when Howard's mother dies and they are at each other's weddings. Well, friends, we have come to the end of the episode, and I hope that you have learned a lot about the characters and the actors as much as I did doing the research. I also hope that the series can become one of your favorites as it has become mine. Join me next time as I talk about Space Jam and Coach Carter as part of the March Madness theme that's going on in March. Thank you guys so much for joining me. Until then, let's launch together. Bye, guys.